Coming up, it's lightning fill in the blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924, or you can click the Contact Us link on our website, waitwait.npr.org. Okay?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay.
Joked on a pitcher. You know, your favorite thing is to pretend I'm not here. Have you ever noticed that? Oh. Go ahead, go ahead.
I just inquired after your health. Wasn't that industrial?
No, that was very sweet. Okay. Thank you.
Or you can click the Contact Us link on our website, waitwait.npr.org. There you can find out about attending our weekly live shows here at the Chase Bank Auditorium in Chicago and check out the latest How to Do Everything podcast. This week we tell you how to make friends when you're stranded on a desert island. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Well, hi.
Hi, who's this?
Maxine in Jamestown, Tennessee.
Jamestown. I don't know where Jamestown, Tennessee is. Where is Jamestown?
Well, it's sort of midway between Knoxville and Nashville.
Okay. And, yeah. What do you do there?
I'm a retired nurse.
Okay.
And so I do whatever I want.
Well, what do you...
Wow.
All right. Maxine, welcome to the show. Carl Gassel, back with us again, is returning to the verse form. He's going to perform for you three news-related limericks with that last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly, and two of the limericks will be a big winner. Ready to go?
I'm ready.
Here is your first limerick.
Evolution has not reached its peak. For example, our teeth are still weak. Teeth like sharks, not absurd, or will be more like birds. Yes, we humans just might grow a...
beak.
Yes, a beak. Humans might well someday evolve beaks, according to researchers at Sheffield University. This is because beaks are superior to teeth in that they don't rot or fall out, and also because, thanks to the Supreme Court, humans now have the right to mate with birds.
So does that mean my big nose means I'm more evolved than
you
guys?
You are, yeah. Here is your next limerick.
Make sure that your shoes are off, mister. Right hand red, don't be touching my sister. Chuck Foley has passed, but his memory will last. He invented the party game.
Twister.
Yes. We take a moment this week to mark the passing of Chuck Foley, the inventor of the game Twister. Mr. Foley invented it in the mid-60s in St. Paul, Minnesota, a place noted for both good times and sexual repression. Without Twister, millions of 14-year-old boys would never have accidentally been able to touch the boobs of millions of 14-year-old girls at birthday parties. Here's your last limerick.
My kid's got a modeling gig. She's a month old and bald as a pig. We're not going to go with a cute little bow. No, we're fitting her for a small...
wig.
Yes! A wig. Baby bangs is the name of a new, quote, fashionable wig for babies,
oh,
if you don't
God.
Like the bald look on your baby daughter, or if you're just tired of your baby being mistaken for a baby. So far, it's just for girls, like I said, but baby boys are anxiously awaiting the launch of My First Comb-Over. Carl, how did Maxine do in our quiz?
Perfect, Peter. Three correct answers. Maxine, you win our
awesome.
Prize.
Awesome. Right, congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you, Maxine. Thanks for playing.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.